Well, this is an important topic that we need to discuss. September 19 to December 25 is Atrial Fibrillation Awareness Week. We'll call it AF because it's a whole lot easier. And you're urged to get your heart checked following reports that people that have had COVID-19 are at greater risk of developing AF. And I thought we'd take the time this morning to talk to Tanya Hall. She's the CEO of Heart for Heart. Good morning, Tanya. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Tanya, can I ask you, you are the CEO of Heart for Heart. How did you get involved in Heart for Heart?
Yeah, so look, I got involved because I've lived with heart disease all of my life and looked for information and support and realised there wasn't anything available. But in addition to that, I realised there was a lack of awareness on conditions like atrial fibrillation. And without being diagnosed and treated, then people are at high risk of stroke or heart failure.
They are. What are the symptoms of AF?
So common symptoms of AF include palpitations, chest pain, dizziness, shortness of breath, fainting and swelling of the ankles, but it can be mistaken as just getting older. There are some people that don't have symptoms, and that's the issue. And so often it's not until people are presented in hospital with a stroke that AF is detected.
In 2021, there was a 4% increase in the prevalence of AF among hospitalised COVID-19 patients in Australia. So does this mean that if you have contracted since the inception of the pandemic COVID-19, that you need to be very careful, particularly if you're probably over the age of what, over the age of 50, 55, that you've got to be very careful about this AF, more so
Yes.
than if you haven't had COVID?
Well, yeah, I mean, look, recent research has certainly drawn the link between COVID-19 and an increased risk of developing atrial fibrillation, even in those who had mild cases. I mean, look, I think it's important for Australians, to, particularly older Australians, to be aware of symptoms, to be aware of atrial fibrillation, and to go and have a heart check. If you're, the government are offering free MBS heart checks for anyone over the age of 45. So I really encourage everybody to go and have a heart check at least once a year.
You said free heart checks over the age of 45. How do people that may be listening to us this morning, how do they go about getting that free heart check? Is it simply a call from your GP or what?
Yeah, so just make an appointment with your GP, request the annual heart check. But what we do recommend is that you also ask the GP to listen to your heart. Currently, a stethoscope check isn't included in the heart check, and it's essential to be able to pick up atrial fibrillation.
What are the figures are? One in three people living with the condition actually remain undiagnosed. They just don't know they've got it.
That's right. That's exactly right. And part of the reason is, as I said, you know, they may not have symptoms at all, but also symptoms can be ignored. So we're really encouraging people to identify the symptoms, but either way, to go and get your heart checked. I mean, it really can save your life and reduce the risk of stroke.
Is AF hereditary?
It can be. So there are a number of factors that contribute to atrial fibrillation. So obviously diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, smoking, being overweight, all of those things. But it can also be caused because of, it could be genetics. In addition to that, some elite athletes can have atrial fibrillation.
Why can elite athletes have it?
Well, I mean, again, you're best talking to a clinician about the ins and outs, but certainly I think just putting extra pressure on the heart can actually lead to atrial fibrillation. And so we've run screening events at sort of cycling events and so forth, and, you know, we always pick up people with undiagnosed atrial fibrillation. So, again, it's just really important that we're conscious of our heart health and, you know, that we are going to have regular checkups.
More facts and figures. More than 500,000 Australians are affected by AF, a condition that is responsible for one in four strokes and increases risk of heart failure and dementia. If you are diagnosed with AF, can it be treated? When I say treated, I mean, can it be cured? Can it be fixed?
Yeah, look, I mean, absolutely it can be treated. There are some clinicians that say that, you know, for particularly those that are overweight, you know, for those, and if they they adapt their, obviously, their eating and include physical activity, then that can certainly improve atrial fibrillation. We're certainly seeing studies there. There are treatments that also help, again, prevent the risk of stroke and help with the symptoms. So there's medications and there's also a procedure that's available for patients. I mean, I live with atrial fibrillation and I live well. I'm still able to, you know, exercise and live normally. So the key really is diagnosis and treatment.
And can it affect anyone at any age?
It can, but the risk increases as you get older.
Right. Let me ask you this question, and I don't know whether you'll have an answer or not, but anyway, there is an app that you get on Apple Watch, okay? Mm-hmm. And are you aware of this app that you get on the Apple Watch and it can tell you whether you've got AF or not?
Yes, I am. And there are a number of products out there on the market. I think, you know, it's anything that can potentially alert you to having an irregular heartbeat is a positive thing. If it gets you into a GP's office and gets them to do an investigation, I think, you know, I think that can only be a positive thing.
So it's really easy. It's an app on a smartphone, and I suppose Apple have got one and Android have got one. You click mm-hmm. on it and it says hold your finger on the crown, and that's all you do for 30 seconds. And it counts mm-hmm. down. And at the end of the 30 seconds, it tells you that you either got a problem or you don't have a problem. If people do these tests, Tanya, I suppose, should they do a couple of tests? If something comes up and says you've got a problem, do you do another couple of tests before you rush off to the doctor? In other words, can these tests on these smartwatches, can they be trusted?
Look, I mean, they're not going to be entirely accurate all the time, you know. But again, I think the key here is that if there's potentially a problem, it's a positive that it's flagged.
True.
You know, what we really want people to be doing is to be recognizing symptoms and to be having the conversation with their GP. You know, that, as I said, that alone can certainly prevent the risk of stroke. So, you know, while they may not be entirely accurate, again, if it means that it's going to potentially reduce the risk of stroke for even one person out there, I think that's a really positive thing.
I agree with you. It is Atrial Fibrillation Awareness Week. You say those two words very well. They're hard to say, aren't they? You've had lots of practice.
I've had a lot of practice, yes.
Anyway.
Hence why we abbreviate it to AF Awareness Week.
Absolutely. I'm glad you do. It's AF Awareness Week. It's a good tongue twister. It's AF Awareness Week up until September 25. Tanya, thank you very much. Tanya Hall, CEO, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me this morning.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's Tanya Hall. Now, look, I've got to say, if you've experienced a rapid heartbeat or palpitations, dizziness, unexplained tiredness, shortness of breath, fainting, swelling of the ankles or chest pain, speak with your GP. Get your heart checked. As Tanya said, you can get a free heart check over the age of 45. It won't cost you, as I used to say, a brass razoo. Won't cost you a dollar. Not a cent. You can go to your GP and they'll organise it for you. And guys, just don't be silly. Get it checked. Because it can be fixed. You know, you can lead a very, very, very healthy life. Look at Tanya. She's an example of it. You can lead a very healthy life. Have you had AF? Have you been diagnosed with AF? How long did you go without being diagnosed? Maybe you've got some experiences that you can share with us this morning about your own journey. 1312 69 or 1300 564 652 is our telephone number. Have I ticked all the boxes? Yes, I think I've asked all the questions. That app, it is on an Android and an Apple smartphone. It works. You just heard Tanya say, yes, it's there. It works. And I just did it while I was talking to Tanya there. That's how simple it is to do. You just put your finger on the crown of the watch and it comes back. Thankfully for me, it came back and said, this ECG does not show signs of AF. Thank goodness.